نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now after 13 Makki surahs, we come to the Madani surahs of this group, and they are 3. After a very long pause, you know, we had 4 in the very beginning: Baqarah, Al Imran, Nisa, Maidah. Then 2, Anfal and Tawbah. Then very far off, 1, Surah An-Nur. Then another 1, after 8 surahs, Surah Al-Ahzab. Now we come to 3 surahs. Surah Muhammad, then Surah Al-Fath. Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of its revelation, that's important to note, it was just before the Battle of Badr. Most of the Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed from the day 1 after Hijrah till sometime before Battle of Badr. But between Surah Al-Baqarah and Battle of Badr is this Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The background is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina, he took only 6 months to consolidate himself and his position in Medina. Number one, he built the mosque, center. Number two, Muwafaqat bain al-Muhajirin wal Ansar. One from the Muhajirin, one from Ansar, declared brothers. So that these two sections are welded together in the society. They don't remain separate. That would create problems. Number three, he concluded agreements with the 3 Jewish tribes, Misaq al-Madinah. The essence of this Misaq al-Madinah was a joint defense of Medina. If somebody attacks Medina, we shall defend as one ummah, the Muslims and the Jews. From the very 7th month, he started sending expeditions, groups, to challenge Quraysh. That was the initiation from the side of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no initiation of any activity against the Muslims after Hijrah from the people of Mecca. There was an argument going on over there. There were people, hawks, who were proposing that we should go and attack Medina and finish Muhammad and his companions once for all. But there were others also. Abu Jahl, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, Nadr ibn Harith, these were the hawks. But then Uqba ibn Rabi'ah, Hakim ibn Hizam, who later on became Muslim also, he was a close relation of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. These were there, they were the hawks, they were the doves. They said, why? They are born from here. Why should we pursue them? Now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, he is not going to sit there idle. He will plead his deen over there. So then there will be a strife between him and the other tribes of the Arabia. So if he can subdue all the tribes of Arabia, do we lose anything? Who is Muhammad? Our brother? He's a Qarshi. It means a Qarshi empire will come there in the whole of Arabia. We stand to lose nothing. And if the other Arabs finish with him, okay, that's what you want will happen without you yourself soiling your swords with the blood of your brothers. After all, they are your brothers. Who is Muhammad? Son of Abdullah? Son of Abdul Muttalib? Who is Abu Bakr? Who is Umar? Who is Hamza? Who is all these things? Who are they? Muslims? They are Farsis. But you know, the initiative was taken by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. But there were munafiqeen in Medina. They were criticizing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As yet there has not come any clear commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to war against these kuffar. Why has he started it? Actually, they didn't want to go to war. If you go to war, you have to risk your life. If you come back alive, well, it's a bonus. When you go, you have to risk your life. So these people were criticizing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no express ayah has up till now come commanding us to go to war against these people. So why have you started it? In that background, because now Ghazwatul Badr, the Battle of Badr was coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing the Muslims for this confrontation, the first armed conflict between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions on the one side, both the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and the people of Makkah at the other side. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladheena kafaru. Now the side of this surah is also very peculiar. There's no other example in the whole of Quran. Starting directly, then every ayah ending directly. Mostly you find وَهُوَ الْقَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ ayat end with the names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you won't find this thing here. In the whole surah, it's one side. أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Those who disbelieved and they bar others also, prevent others also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will render all their deeds fruitless. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the contrary, those who came to believe and they did good deeds, righteous deeds, وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ, and they came to believe on what was sent down on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِ, and that is the truth from their Lord, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, he will expiate their sins, وَأَصْلَحَ بَعَلَهُمْ, and he will set a right their conditions. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ تَمُرْ بَعْتِرَ. This is because those who disbelieved, they followed falsehood. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَبَعُوا الْحَقَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and on the contrary, those who have come to believe, they have followed the truth from their Lord. كَذَلِكَ يَذِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْسَالَهُمْ. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes for people their similitudes. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This ayah number 4 is one of the difficult ayat of the Quran. At the same time, one of the most important ayat of the Quran. In this one ayah, there is a full law for this new phase of the struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, armed conflict. Before that, no battle, no fighting had actually happened. Although 8 expeditions before Badr. In 4 of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself participated. They are called Ghazawat. And 4 in which he didn't go, he sent the people. They are called Saraya. But you know, actual fighting didn't take place. This was the first occasion. And for that now this law is being given. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. O Muslims, when you meet those who have disbelieved in battle, فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ, so smite their necks, kill them. حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ, until when you have routed them completely. فَشُدُّ الْمَسَاقِ, then tie them fast as slaves or prisoners. فَإِمَّا مَنَّنْ بَعْضَ وَإِمَّا فِدَانٍ. Later on, any of the two ways can be taken. When the war, حَتَّى تَضَعَ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا, when the war lays down its burdens, it is finished finally, then either you set them free by grace or by ransom. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ. Had Allah wished, He could have avenged himself without giving you any trouble. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. But it is his rule, it's his practice. He tries some of you by some others. وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. As for those who are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not let their good deeds go in vain. Now what is the law given here? If there is this fighting, a war, first of all, you spend all your energies in killing them. Now, if you have the victory and you have some prisoners, you have to see first whether the war has come to an end or it is only one battle in which we are successful. These two things are different. Might be you won one battle, but the war is going on. In this condition, if you set free the prisoners, that is aiding the kuffar, the disbelievers, they will come back again to fight against you. That option is only when you feel that the war is finished. They have no strength now to fight again. Then this option is there. Either you set them free by ransom, charging fidya, or by grace, okay, you can go. And this was the mistake which was committed after Badr. When 70 chiefs of Quraysh were killed, but another 70 were taken captive. Now there was a consultation. The Prophet consulted his companions, what we should do. The opinion of Hazrat Umar was, رضي الله تعالى عنه, أشدهم في أمر الله عمر. He said, they should all be killed. And every one of us should kill with his own hands the one most closely related to him. And Prophet himself, maybe his opinion was the same, maybe he has accepted the opinion of Abu Bakr. The decision was taken. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his disagreement with this decision. In Surah Al-Anfal, in very severe words. Because only one battle you have won, not the war. It's just the beginning, not the end. So if you let them go, they will again come on you. And this is what happened. The very next year, an army 3,000 strong that came and invaded Medina. So these are the three stages. First of all, kill them as many as you can. Number two, if you have captives, if you think that the war is over, you can let them go. Otherwise, not kill them. But when you think that the war is over, now the enemy has no heart to beat you, then you can either by ransom or by grace kill them. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ بَعْلَهُمْ أَلَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. As for those who will be killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not let their deeds go waste. Soon He shall guide them and set aright their condition. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. And will admit them to the garden which He has made known to them. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Very important ayah. O Muslims, O those who claim to believe, if you help Allah, then Allah will help you. And He will make your feet firm. What do you mean by helping Allah? Allah is almighty, all-powerful. Does He need any help? No. You are being tested. And helping Allah means helping His religion, His deen, to make it supreme. أَنَّقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. Now if you devote yourself for this mission, Allah will help you. Otherwise, there is no promise of Allah to help the Muslims. And this is the situation with the Muslims today. Allah is not helping them. Why should He help them? They have made friends with the enemies of Allah. They are faithful to the enemies of Allah. They themselves are the enemies of Allah. Their whole political, social, economic system is against Allah. Why should He help them? He didn't help the Arabs in 1967. Nor did He help the Pakistanis in 1971. He is not going to help. In tansurullah yansurkum. It's a conditional promise. If you help Allah, so Allah will help you and He will make your seat firm. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَالْعَسَرْ لَهُ وَعَضَ اللَّهَ عَمَالَهُ. As for those who disbelieve, so for them is destruction and all their endeavors will go in vain. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. This is because they hated what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rendered all their deeds fruitless. They were serving Makkah and Hajis, but all these deeds are fruitless now. Because now they have committed the biggest crime of disbelieving and rejecting the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So have they not traveled in the land and see what was the end of those people who were before them? دَبَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا. And for these kuffar of your time, O Muhammad, the like of this is going to happen. They will also be destroyed. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. This is because Allah is the protector of those who believe. And the people who disbelieve, they have no protector whatsoever. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Verily Allah will admit those who came to believe and did good deeds, gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, underneath which rivers will be flowing. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for those who disbelieved, يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَاكُلُونَ كَمَا تَاكُلُونَ الْأَنْعَامُ. They will enjoy comfort and eat as cattle eat. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. In the end, the fire shall be their abode. وَقَيِّ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِنْ قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there have been so many townships who were more powerful than the town which had forced you to flee or leave. This correct forced Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah. They have turned you out from Makkah. They have decided to kill you. That was why you left Makkah. But there have been much stronger townships, much bigger townships, which we destroyed. أهلكناهم. We destroyed them all. فلا ناصر لهم. And there was no help for them. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. That person who is on a clear insight from his Lord, بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ, is he like those to whom their evil deeds have been made beautiful by sentence? وَتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاهُمْ. And they are following their lusts and desires, their caprices. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The similitude of the Jannah, the garden, which has been promised to the God-fearing people. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. In them there are rivers of water, unstaining. وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ لَبَرٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk whereof the taste won't change. وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين. And rivers of wine which will be very delicious to the drinkers. وأنهار من عسل مصفى. And there will be the honey, purified honey. ولهم ثيام من كل الثمرات. And for them there will be in it all the fruit. ومغفرة من ربهم. And on top of that, forgiveness from your Lord. كمن هو خالد. Are these people equal to those كمن هو خالد في النار who had to live in fire forever? وسقوم آر حقيما. And they will be made to drink boiling water. فقطع معاهم, which will burn their intestines and cut them into pieces. ومنهم من يستمع إليك. Among these are some people who listen to you. Now this is the mention of the munafiqeen who were perturbed, you know, at this stage of the struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now fighting, going to war, risking your lives. What is this going on? We should go on giving dawah, call people. Why do you use this force? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. From among them there are people who come and close to you and listen to you attentively. حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. Until when they go out from your presence. قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. Now they ask those who were given the knowledge. مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفَا. What he has said now? Something new? He is changing his pattern. He was a da'i. And now he wants to raise his sword. مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفَا. What are you saying now? What has happened to you? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. They are the people on whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just put a seal. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاهُمْ. And they are following their lusts. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَىٰ. As for those who are rightly guided, Allah increases them in guidance. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And grants them their piety. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ. So what are they waiting for except the hour? أَنْ تَعْتِيَهُمْ بَقْتَدًا. That it should come to them suddenly. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Some of his signs have already arrived. Now this is important. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which sign of the Sa'ah of Qiyamah had arrived already? The advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first sign. He says, "Innama bu'istu ana wa sa'ataha ta'in." I and the Sa'ah, they are joined together. My coming, it heralds the coming of the hour. This is the first sign. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. So when it will come, it will arrive. Then to what avail shall be this admonition from them? فَعْلَمْ. So know you, fully know it, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. That there is no God except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And ask the forgiveness of Allah regarding your discrepancies, shortcomings. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Also ask the forgiveness of Allah for the believers, وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, men and women both. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. Allah very well knows where you move about and where you take the rest. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now this proper, the munafiqeen, what they were saying. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And these people who claim that they believe, they say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةٌ. Why not a surah was revealed? He is doing it on his own. Allah's command has not come. He seems to be, God forbid, he seems to be an ambitious person. So he is doing it. Rather, we should say he is overdoing it. لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةٌ. فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ. That is why you must remember that this surah has also two names, Surah Muhammad and Surah Al-Qital. Surah Al-Qital is the second name of this surah. فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ, when a profound surah, decisive surah was revealed, was ذُكِرَ فِي Al-Qital, and now Qital was mentioned in it, going to war, going to battlefield. رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Now you see those who have a disease in their hearts. Now this word is first, nifaq. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. The disease of nifaq. يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ. They are looking towards you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. نَذَرَ الْمَخْشِي عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. With the look of one who faints due to death. When death is there and you are fainting, and at that time, you know, the eyes, they rotate, they are this way or that way. This is their condition. Their argument finished. They said, up till now, no clear ayah has been revealed. But now it has come. So they are caught. فَأَوْلَى لَهُمْ. So woe to them. تَعَاتٌ وَقَوْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Listen, obedience and straight words, this should be the attitude. When you say you are Muslim, now you have to obey. فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is decided, decision has been taken. فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Now if they were true to Allah, it would be better for them. We had made a covenant. We can live for Allah, we can die for Allah. Now they have to prove their truthfulness. فَالْعَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. So there is a danger that if, now this ayah has been translated in two ways. إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, if you go on your backs, you don't go to the battlefield. فَالْعَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You will produce corruption and mischief in the land, تُقَطِّعُ وَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you will sever your ties of kinship. The other is that if you become the rulers of this land, tawalla, wali, wali means the ruler, walaya and vilaya. I told you when we were reading Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah Al-Kahf. Walaya is from wali, the authority. Vilaya is from wali, friendship and protection. If you become the rulers and you have not passed through these tests and tribulations, the purification of yourselves has not taken place, then it is. Every danger is there that you will create a mischief in the land and you will sever the ties of kinship. So you have to pass through these tests and trials and tribulations. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. So they will be those whom Allah will curse and whom He will make deaf and blind their sight. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. So don't they ponder over Quran? Or upon their hearts there are locks. Locks are there so that nothing from Quran can enter. The door of the heart is locked. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَبْدُوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ أَشْيَطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ. There is those who go back on their iman, irtaddu. They turn back from iman to kufr, irtidad. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. After that, the guidance has become absolutely clear to them. أَشْيَطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ. Actually, they are being enticed by Satan. وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ. And he has given him false hopes. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ سنطيعكم في بعض الأمر. This is because they said to those people who dislike what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. These munafiqeen had ties with the Yahud, with the Jews. There were ties of friendship. So they used to go there and say, okay, although we have accepted the faith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't think that we have connected all, we have severed all connections with you. سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ. We shall be obeying you also in some of the matters. We shall look to you also. What you say, maybe we obey. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِسْرَارَهُمْ. And Allah knows very well their secrets. What they are going and saying to these Jews in secrecy. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. So what will happen to them? When the angels will be taking away their souls and smiting their faces and their backs. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمَ اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهِ. This is because they have followed that thing which displeases Allah. وَكَرِهُوا رِضْوَانَهُ. They have rejected the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So he had made all their good deeds fruitless. They believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became Muslims. They have prayed behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe for a year. But now with this test which has come to them, if they fail, it means all their good deeds will go in vain. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَنْ لَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ. Do those people who have disease in their hearts think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not bring to the light their hidden ill wills? What are their intentions hidden in their hearts against Muslims, against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah will bring them to light, will expose them. وَلَوْ نَشَاءَ. And if we wish, لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will show you them that these are the munafiqeen. فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And then you will be able to recognize them with their marks. وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. And even at this time, you can easily recognize them by the tone of their speech. The tone of a sincere person is different from a person who is wavering. Only the tone, how you talk, how you speak, is sufficient to reveal what is in your heart. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ عَمَالَكُمْ. And Allah very well knows your deeds. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. And we shall definitely test you. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Until we come to know and we make absolutely clear who are those who strive for the cause of Allah, was-sabirin, and those who are steadfast, who persevere, who take everything with patience. وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. And we have to test your tidings and your news. This subject has come so many times. In Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. وَلَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنْفُسِكُمْ. In Surah Al-Imran. Then we read in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالِفْ لَا مِنْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And then, in the same section, فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Allah will make it clear who are true believers and who are hypocrites. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Verily, those who disbelieved and who wanted to stop others also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشَاقُوا الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. And they opposed the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, guidance had become to them absolutely evident and clear. لَنْ يَمُرُوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. they are not going to harm Allah in any way. وَسَيُحْبِطُ عَمَالَهُمْ And Allah will make all their deeds absolutely a failure. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ Oh, you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Whatever messenger says, وَمَا يَنْتَقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ Maybe it's not the وَحِيَ جَلِي. Maybe it is وَحِيَ خَفِي. Two types of وَحِي. Sometimes, you know, clear wordings were revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes an idea was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the wordings. So, but whatever he said, he was saying so on the basis of the wahi. But these are two types of wahi. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu atti'u Allah wa atti'u Rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. See, you don't make your deeds and your services that you have rendered up till now go in vain. Now at this stage, if you turn your back, it means up till this time, whatever you had done, it is multiplied by a big zero and it becomes zero. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ مَاتُوا Verily those who disbelieved and tried to avert people also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ثُمَّ مَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ And then they died in the condition of kufr. They died as disbelievers. فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ Allah is never going to forgive them. فَلَا تَهِنُوا So, O believers, don't be weak. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ And don't call for and cry for peace. These munafiqeen, they used to say, there should be peace. Why? To go to war. Why bloodshed? We can make da'wah. We can call people to a seer of Allah. Why do you use this force? Why this fighting? There should be peace. فَلَا تَهِنُوا But the reason was weakness. Own weakness. Fear of death. Don't want to risk your life. فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ We promise you. You will be the uppermost. وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ Allah is with you. وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ عَبَالَكُمْ And he will never deprive you of the rewards of your deeds. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ Verily, this life of this world is a sport and a play. As I explained a few days back, if this life becomes an obstruction from the life of hereafter, and if you are lost in this life, this becomes your mahbub and matloob, then it is nothing but a play and a drama and a game. But if you believe in the hereafter, then each and every minute of this life becomes very important. As the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama dunya madratul akhirah. This world is where you sow the seeds so that you can reap in the hereafter. So it is very important, but not If it has obstructed your vision from the hereafter, then it is a thing of deceit. Mata'ul ghurur. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا And if you believe and you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُوتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ Allah will give you your rewards. وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ And He doesn't ask you All your belongings, all your wealth, all your riches. إِنْ يَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيَحْتَكُمْ If he asks you all your belongings, and then he presses you, تَبْخَلُوا Then you will behave as niggardly. وَيُخْرِجُ أَنْغَانَكُمْ And Allah will show out to the people the hidden ill intentions in your heart. فَأَنْتُمْ هَوْلَاءِ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ You are those who are called and invited to expend in the way of Allah. Spend. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ Some of you are those who are niggardly, They don't want to spend. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is niggardly against his own soul. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيِّ. And Allah is without any need. Self-sufficient. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. And remember, you are in need. You have to ask him. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. This was a very big threat which came out to be true after about 600 years. If you turn your backs, you, those who have come to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have been assigned a very big mission, very big mission, very big mission. In Surah Al-Baqarah we had it already. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. This mission has been entrusted to you. Just as our messenger has conveyed to you our message, and he will be able to stand on the day of judgment and testify, oh Allah, the message I received from you, I have conveyed to them. In the same way, you have to do it for the whole of the humanity. But, in tatawallaw, if you turn your backs to this mission, just as the Muslims did after the end of the Fifth Caliphate. Now Muslims started loving this world, luxuries, comforts, making big palaces for them. Abu Bakr had no palace, Muhammad had no palace. He used to live in a hujra, the smallest apartments. Given the size of the apartment of Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that when the Prophet was with her and he used to pray tahajjud, there was no sufficient space there. He used to, you know, remove and turn the legs of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha to one side, and then there was the place, space to make a sajda, to prostrate for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't have built his palace. Neither Abu Bakr, nor Umar, nor Uthman, nor Ali. Uthman was one of the richest persons. But when he died, he left nothing. No inheritance whatsoever. He had a few slaves, and on the day he was martyred, the day he just set them free, you are free, go. You are not going to be inherited by any of my heirs. Yes. So that was the pious caliphate. But when we turned our back to this mission, in tatawallaw yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, then Allah will remove you and bring another nation in your place. And then they will not be like you. Historically speaking, this happened in the 13th century of Christian era, when hundreds of thousands, millions, I should say, of Muslims were slain by the Tatari hordes. And the last Abbasid caliph was dragged out of his palace in Baghdad, and he was covered in the skin of a camel and trampled under the hoofs of the horses of the Tataris. And that was the end of the Arab leadership of the Summa. Came to end. After some time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the banner of Islam to the Tataris. Hey, aya fitna hai Tatar ki afsade se, paasba mil gaye Kaabe ko sadam khane se. There was a shift of leadership. The leadership of the Muslim Ummah was shifted from the Arabs to the Turks. Turkane Taimuri in India, whom we call Mughals, they were Turkane. Turkane Taimuri. Turkane Saljuki in the Middle East. Turkane Safavi, great Safavid Empire of Iran. And last of them, but not least, Turkane Uthmani. who established the great Ottoman Empire. The greatest empire this world has seen ever. Because number two will come, the Roman Empire. But the Ottoman Empire was greater than the Roman Empire. Spreading over three continents, whole of North Africa, whole of West Asia, and a very big chunk of East Europe under the Ottomans. This Bosnia and Kosovo and this and that, they are the remnants of that period. Who are they? The remnants of the Turkish rule. And you have this ayah, in tatavallahu yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, this came to be true in the 13th century of Christian era. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات